So they had this magnificent conference sponsored by Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. It was for professionals and family members and all kinds of folks. I think over 400 people attended. It was the first time they've ever done anything like this, and it was a huge success. And we are going to report by our ACE reporter, Melody Blake, to get some people's reaction to the conference.
Area professionals in mental health, social work, counseling, education, religion, and law enforcement, along with area lesbians, gays, parents, families, and friends, met at the University of Houston Hilton Conference Center Friday, March 11, 1994, to learn about homophobia. Healing the Hurt, a conference on homophobia, was the first event of its kind to be held in Houston. The one-day symposium was organized and presented by the Houston chapter of PFLAG, or Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. According to Gail Rickey, co-president of the Houston chapter of PFLAG, the conference was designed to provide a basis of understanding for persons in helping professions who touch the lives of countless thousands of others. The conference featured a series of workshops on subjects of mental health, religion, civil rights legislation, youth, families, and factual information about homosexuality. More than 20 presenters led the 12 workshops, with participants choosing a morning and an afternoon session. Two keynote addresses and a question-and-answer plenary highlighted the day. I interviewed some participants and organizers at the conference. I've got John Chrisman here with me, and we're at the PFLAG conference, and this is after the luncheon keynote speech. So, John, how have you been enjoying this conference?
I think that if I had died without being here, that I would have missed something that was very important to me. That the information, not only the information, but the energy, that being together with people who are healing as well as giving and receiving information, it's just very powerful. It's a very powerful experience. I'm so glad that I came. It's like if I had missed this, it would have been like a really deep, like emptiness inside of me.
It's very exciting to be in Houston, Texas today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And there are people from so many places and all over the country and from different walks of life and parents of gay and lesbians and friends and gay and lesbian people here, and we're all sharing with each other. It's like creating community. As the day goes on, there's this feeling of community and belonging to each other. It's been real powerful.
I'm with Carol Miller, who is Special Projects Coordinator for PFLAG, and we're here at the conference. And Carol, tell me about what you're thinking today and what you're feeling today about how it's going here.
This is one of the more exciting days of my life. I've been on the planning committee from the very beginning of this conference and involved in once a month and sometimes twice a month and many, many phone calls for the past year. And to finally see it to fruition and know that there are over 400 people here is fantastic. It really is much more. For me personally, it's more than I expected. I thought maybe we'd have about 200. That was my personal goal. And we were way beyond that walking into today, and we had about 425 at lunch. So,
have you been getting a lot of feedback from the participants?
Somewhat. The people I had lunch with really enjoyed the morning sessions. They thought that they were very good. They thought we were very organized, so we're very proud of that because we work real hard to keep it organized. And it just seems to be running very smoothly so far.
I'm here with Lane Lewis. Lane.
It's a very good conference. It's a very good turnout. I am very pleased to see so many active parents making a political statement simply by being here. I'm very excited, and hopefully they'll continue becoming involved and coming out and supporting their queer kids.
I'm with Anise Parker. Anise, what do you think of this conference so far?
It's a wonderful conference. I'm amazed at the turnout, and just from a presenter's standpoint, this is one of the best organized, best-run conferences I've ever attended. It's just going incredibly smoothly.
It's a big surprise for us as activists in the community to see what they've done with this, isn't it?
It is, and to see new faces and new people, and to see so many parents here.
And so many professionals who are on the inside of what's going on.
And coming to learn more, to be better at their professions. That this is a teaching conference as much as anything else.
And it is the first in the nation, isn't it?
Well, I was trying I was thinking about that issue. I know that many, many conferences have a workshop on homophobia, but I have never heard of a homophobia workshop where all of the presentations dealt with homophobia. My particular interest in this one, and I am just ecstatic about the fact that the Houston Police Department is one of the co-sponsors of this event, and that police officers were allowed to attend and receive education credits for attending. We've come a long way.
I've got Gail Rickey here. She's the co-president of PFLAG. And Gail, how long has this conference been in the planning stages?
A little over a year. We started planning with a vision of creating something, but we weren't sure exactly where we were headed with it. We knew we wanted to offer an educational tool to people who touch the lives of others.
And in that planning process over the last year, over a year, lots of changes has happened, and now here we are at fruition. Is it everything you wanted it to be?
It's very exciting because the people that we wanted to communicate with are educators, psychologists, social workers, and those people are here today in great numbers, and we're very excited by that turnout.
I'm real surprised and real excited myself. Seeing your brochure when it first came out was a great joy. It's very professionally done. I want to acknowledge you and your team for everything that you've put into it. And I'm expecting that this is going to be acknowledged as a great success for the community.
Thank you so much. It's very important to us. It's come from the hearts of lots and lots of people. Our circle of people involved grew and grew until the very last minutes, mobilized a lot of people. And I think that was a ripple effect we hadn't expected, and that's been wonderful for our chapter.
Aaron Montgomery, a presenter and member of PFLAG.
Well, I thought the conference was great today. I thought we helped a lot of people, educated a lot of people. And I think that we need more of this, more parents to come and have their eyes and hearts open to the reality of the situation. And I think that the parents need to come out of the closet, period.
How can the children assist their parents in getting in touch with PFLAG?
PFLAG's in the phone book. If they will call PFLAG, we'll be happy to take the ball and run with it. But they have to come to us and let us know there's a need first. I enjoyed the conference very much. I thought it was very full. I've learned so much I've got to go home now and process it because it's just information overload.
I'm with Alma Aguirre, Vice President of Hatch. Alma, what do you think of the conference?
I think the attendance has been incredible. I didn't expect this number of people. I did not expect the number of organizations I see present here. And there's also a lot of very prominent people within the gay and lesbian community, which I think is very good.
And the professionals that are here and the impact that might have on the community and to our lives?
I think that the presence of them legitimizes our work and our struggle. It says, you know, we're not just a bunch of radicals out there demanding some God only knows what rights. But, you know, it gives us a more serious and more credible stance before the community and the society as a whole.
So you're glad you're here?
I'm definitely glad I'm here, and I think that we're addressing a very important topic, which is homophobia as opposed to homosexuality. You know, it's always been homosexuality and what we do as opposed to homophobia and the hatred and the misunderstanding, the misinterpretation of our lives. So I'm definitely, you know, enjoying being here and enjoying the topics that are being approached, and I think they're all very important.
I'm talking with Enid Gray, and she presented in the Parents Conference as a parent.
I just want to say that when we first had the idea of having a conference that was for the straight community, that it was a dream in our minds of having a conference where the community could be educated about the issues regarding the gay and lesbian community in a positive way and presented in a positive way. And it has gone beyond our dreams with a positive video and so much support. And we see so much of a need in the community for this kind of thing in the future. We were very, very pleased with it.
Do you see PFLAG presenting another of its kind in the future?
Well, it took us a year to organize this one. So certainly in the future, I don't know when in the future. We had so much wonderful support this time, and surprisingly enough, so much support from people that we didn't expect support from. So we definitely are going to pursue this in the future, possibly with specialty conferences targeting certain professions and that kind of thing to educate the public.
I'm here with Dean Luttrell, Publicity Director for the conference. Dean.
Hi, thank you. I was thinking through some of the most poignant parts of the day. I have to say that one of the most moving parts for me was Dee Mosbacher's tape and seeing the fathers talk about their sons. I'm a member of PFLAG because my parents have had a very difficult time accepting my being gay, and I have not seen them for over 7 years because of the struggle that they've had accepting my homosexuality. So seeing this tape was at once devastating and helpful. Devastating because it reminds me of the sadness I feel for the loss of that relationship, even though they still live. Healing and helpful because I know there are parents and there are people who are accepting and willing to love and help us to be the human beings that we need to be, and that acceptance is very important to have as we develop into more complete and loving human beings. So that was one of the most poignant and meaningful parts of the conference for me.
Was the conference a success for you?
It has been far more of a success than I could have imagined. We were hoping that we might have 300 people. We have the final tally at something like 415. We're thrilled. We were hopeful that the press would be interested. They're still here interviewing tonight at 5:45. They're interested. They want to know. And we're very excited that it's generated that kind of interest. We had police here today, I mean, that were interested, wanted to have some programs started in their training that would incorporate sensitivity to sexual orientation. So, yes, unequivocally, it was a wonderful success. What I would really like to do is quit my day job and travel around the United States and help people do this, set it up in their communities. Or someone gave me an idea, too, that it would be fun if we could take this on the road. Let's say do a road show on the weekend, take three of these people around and you know, condense it somewhat, but take it to Waco or to Lubbock or some smaller areas that might not have the advantage of the larger city.
Pat Rickey here with me. He's the co-president of PFLAG Houston. Pat.
Hi. I guess what the impressions I have of this conference is just a feeling of euphoria about how so many people have come together and so many people have worked so hard and put so much into it. And it wasn't like one person trying to do all the work. It was just like everybody got such joy out of contributing, and there was such a feeling of happiness and togetherness and everybody working together to for a common goal during the day that was just made it a real special event for me.
I know it was in the planning process for a very long time. Did it come off exactly as you wanted it to?
I guess I'd have to say it was better than my wildest dreams. I thought that surely something would go wrong, and we'd never done one of these before, and we didn't know what we were doing, and surely we were going to say, oh, if we'd only done this or that, and it just seems like everything worked, and it was almost magic. I don't know. It's just a great feeling.
So it was a huge success.
I think so. I mean, it feels like it to me, and we've got nothing but good comments. So, yes, I'd have to say it was a huge success.
And do you see this conference as being a prototype for other conferences all over the country?
I hope so. I mean, I think that there's certainly the need, and there seems to be the general support. And I would say if people in other cities do it, people will come out of the woodwork there just like they did for us. I think there's so many people that feel that this is a need and this is something we need to do that, yes, I'd say it'll work for everybody.
Reaching a lot of people out there, aren't we?
I think so, yeah. I think we're on a roll.
Thanks, Pat Rickey.
You bet.
This is Melody Blake for Lesbian and Gay Voices.
It's Melody Blake for Lesbian Gay Voices, and she's out of there.
And we're past fruition.
Thank you, Melody. That was a wonderful report. It sounds like it was a very exciting event. I think it should go to Lubbock.
Yes. It was interesting that both The Voice, both The Chronicle and The Post.
Both The Voice and The Triangle.
had nice long stories on Dee Mossbacher.